Every weekend across the country, servicemen and women in the National Guard fall in for training drills. Troops with the 1297th Cavalry Squadron did the same thing in Kenai recently, but as KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports, this wasn't an ordinary drill weekend.
Are the souls of all dead troopers can't hear a good old time canteen! And this eternal resting place is known as Fiddler's Green!
A little short of breath, but no worse for wear after a long weekend of intense training, National Guardsmen belt out Fiddler's Green, the cavalryman's poem. They're singing it, or yelling it, I suppose, because the Kenai National Guard unit is being reorganized into the state's cavalry squadron. This weekend, troops were on a spur ride, part of the tradition and the heraldry of the cavalry.
He's wearing his silver spurs, so he's already done this successfully and earned his spurs through the spur ride.
That's Brigadier General Leon Mike Bridges. He's commander of the Alaska National Guard, and he's wearing gold spurs.
And the few of us that are wearing the gold ones, we were awarded those in the combat zone, being in the cavalry unit.
General Bridges is explaining to me, a lifelong civilian, what all of this means. As troops rush by us, carrying giant packs and 50-caliber machine guns, and sometimes each other, the spurs and the Stetsons and all of the heraldry sort of pay homage to the horseback cavalry units of the past.
Well, the mission is the same, although the tasks have all obviously changed over the years. But now they use up-armored Humvees with special weapons or long-range surveillance systems on them. We also have some armored vehicles that have a lot better armor, and it's called the Armored Knight.
The Kenai unit is a light cavalry unit. Their job is to get in, identify the enemy or the target, report it, and get out.
Heavy cavalry, it's meant to go find somebody and destroy them. These guys' job is just to have enough firepower to extract themselves from a heavy engagement, because these guys are specialists in finding the enemy and reporting on what the enemy is doing, not to be seen, not to be found, not to be directly engaged.
Target 12 o'clock, 50 meters!
Hurry!
This is serious training, but it becomes a little lighthearted when the teams run downfield and set up that big 50-caliber machine gun and start making those gun noises. These exercises are taking place just a few hundred feet from a city park, so that all makes pretty good sense.
Now, down here you see they're carrying a bunch of what look like M16s. These are dummy rifles. Because what they've been doing here is really crawling through the dirt and jumping up and down and doing a really bunch of hard, harsh things. So we didn't want to destroy our real weapons for this particular event. But they're still having to carry the weapon, manage it like it's real, deal with the weight, deal with the inconvenience if they're having to carry a casualty, make sure not leave any weapons behind, all that sort of thing. So it's accountability and maintenance and all that sort of stuff. No shortcuts. Yep.
To get some of the special certifications and badges for the training this weekend, the troops were put into teams. If each member of the team doesn't make it through, then the team as a whole can't make it through. There isn't any one person in charge of each team. It just sort of depends on what the exercise is. So a private could be making decisions that are carried out by a lieutenant. It's all about building leadership skills.
PV2 Sapa.
Private Sapa is attentively waiting outside a tent where he's in line to demonstrate a mastery of small arms.
People that have been enlisted longer, it's easier for them to give tips to us rather than us lower enlisted that haven't been in that long. Rather than just jumping in, it's like, oh, I don't know what to do. It's a good thing that they put like at least one guy on our team that's been in long enough to know what he's doing, so he can spread it out throughout the team, so then it helps as a team when we bring it together. Who's ever strengths and what event, that's the person that takes over.
Yeah.
And that helps when he knows it, then he can spread it throughout the team.
Private Sapa and more than 100 other troops participated in the spur run. It was the first one held in Kenai, and to mark the event, the VFW and the city gave the troops a big barbecue after the field exercises were finished. Reporting in Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.